Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this month of Ramadan that we are about to experience different titles. And you will see the titles are characteristics or qualities, attributes. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called it the month of patience, sabr. Why has he given it these titles? You know, it's similar to an upskilling program or a development program. You have your staff and to up their skills and to develop their skills, to enhance their skills, you enroll them in a program. Okay? And you know exactly what you want them to develop. When they come out of that program, what development should be found in them and what progress must be found in them. What skills must be upped and enhanced. That is Ramadan. You're going into an upskilling program. It's not that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called it the month of patience, sabr. So sabr is confined to Ramadan. No, it's called the month of sabr because you're going to now focus on how sabr can come into your life and last with you. When I come out of Ramadan, I must have that attribute of sabr. And it's such a vast attribute, sabr, tolerance, patience. And one attribute or title I want to focus on today is Shahrul Muwasat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called it the month of Muwasat. Muwasat, sympathy. Developing sympathy within yourself. Having the quality of caring and sharing for others. That is one of the things you need to up when we go into Ramadan. And when you come out of Ramadan, then you have more of that caring within you. Yusuf alayhi salam was asked, لِمَ تَصُومُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. We know he was the minister of agriculture. So somebody says, why do you fast when you have all the resources of the country at your disposal? Why do you fast? He says, أَخَافُ أَنْسَى الْجَاعِ أَخَافُ إِنْ شَبِعْتُ أَنْسَى الْجَاعِ. He says, I fear that if I remain full and satiated and satisfied all the time, I'll forget of the hungry person. So I fast so it reminds me of the hungry person so that it creates within me a sense of sympathy and caring for that person. May Allah grant us the understanding.